highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever.
If you've been forgiven.
And if you've been forgiven, and if you've been redeemed, sing the song. In freedom, and if you bear his name, sing the song forever to the Lamb. Oh, sing the song forever and amen. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. People sing, holy, to the King of Kings, holy, you will always be, holy, holy forever.
The highest, your name is the greatest, your
name stands above them all. All thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name, it stands above them all. Holy, all creation cries, holy, you were lifted high, holy, holy forever. Angels cry, holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Yes, you are.
This is the air I breathe. Caught up in your presence. Just saw a picture, and we're sitting in the throne room at Jesus's feet, and he's sitting on his throne with a crown on his head and a robe that fills the temple, a robe that speaks of victory. And we're sitting at his feet and we're singing a song to him. We're singing this song. We're saying, I just want you. I just want you. I'm desperate for you. I just want you. All I want is you, your holy. And his presence is filling the temple, and he's just gazing at you as you sing to him. And so as we sing this next part, I just want you to imagine sitting at Jesus' feet, King Jesus' feet. And as you stare at him and as he stares at you, he's singing a love song over you as you sing to him.
Nothing else, nothing else. Would you press it? Press it. I don't know what that means for you in your space. Press into worship. Press into a space that you need His hope to meet you. Beautiful thing about pressing in is He always meets us. And we will worship until we experience it.
For a minute, was I forsaken? The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. And come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place.
Just
space there. God, would you be all that we want tonight? I want to create a little bit of imitation. There's such a theme of that running throughout the night that I feel like there's things that God wants us to give up. And we have nothing prepared for this, so I don't have paper or anything for you to write down things on. But we actually had an exercise where into the new year we were pressing in and saying, these are the things that I want to leave behind, and these are the things before. And we came up here and we received words. So I think I would ask that use the entirety of this space, and as God bring things to mind, that you would simply take it and deposit it. Deposit those things with him, because he has a return deposit that he has for you. Use this space. Go to a window if you need to see the outside and look up at the stars and the majesty of how beautiful and amazing our God is. Come to the altar if that's your space. Stay in your seat if you're not comfortable, but get on your knees or do something to reflect that posture that he's all that we want. We're going to keep singing a couple more songs, but join us in that space. Join us in that invitation. God, you're all we want. We would be remiss not to respond. We must respond.
Let me dance. control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. No place I'd rather be. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be than hearing your love, hearing your love. No place I would rather be. No place I would rather be. I would rather be than hearing your love, hearing your love. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that we can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that we can't contain, that we can't control. More of you, God. We want more of you, God. We want more. We want
love. I think he's asking you tonight, am I your first love? Have you made me your first love?
Life that I had to read this verse to the church. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to welfare and to prosper you, not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." I felt like the Lord was saying this to the church and saying that he will give you hope and a future, and that when you believe the lies that you believe, this is the truth, and that you just need to remind yourself of this.
About this space doesn't end. Every experience in this space is true, and I promise in this space, yes and amen, that we would walk out in the reality of what has been spoken and the experiences that we've had in this space.
Oh, voices before you. We praise you. We worship you. We thank you. We love you, Lord. Lord, let your blessing, your favor rest upon us every moment of every day.
I feel like there's some of you that are longing for some prophetic prayer. And so there'll be a group of people here willing to pray over you, especially if you didn't get to come New Year's Eve.
Thank you.
there's a communal aspect of that. So if that's you, if that resonates, turn to the person next to you and just give them a nudge and say, hey, I need that fire stoked. Come up to the front, ask for someone to pray for that. But don't be satisfied with the burn as it currently is. But we want a roaring blaze that overwhelms everything. That burns away everything else. God, we actually want a blaze that is uncontrollable for you.
And I will burn for you.
Uncontrollable for you.
I will burn for you.
It can't fit in the box that we have
in. I will burn for you.
That church that God can't fit in that box anymore, but he wants to burn out the walls.
And I will burn for you.
He wants to take over your life.
I will burn for you.
Out of his goodness.
I will burn for you.
So if that's you and you want that fire to be soaked, that's me. So God, I want to burn for you. Would you increase the fire and the hunger within me for you? But reach out and talk to those next to you if that's you. Would you stand in agreement for what that desire is? This team up here can sing that for me as well as we sing this together. But would, if that is the cry of your heart, don't leave tonight the same.
I'll burn for you.
Come and sit afar. Come and sit afar.
Stirring deep inside, you're all that really satisfies. I worship.
this verse for us. God, let this be our cry. The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the